The Iowa governor, who opened the state's arm and heart to boatloads of Southeast Asian refugees in the years following the Vietnam War, has died at the age of 89. Iowa Public Radio's Rob Dillard has this remembrance of former Governor Robert D. Ray.
Bob Ray was a 40-year-old attorney and chairman of the Republican Party of Iowa when he was first elected governor in 1968. During a time of social and political turmoil, he brought a measured approach to the job. He held the office for 14 years. The compassionate stance he took during the last half of the 1970s left a lasting mark on his home state. As the Vietnam War was coming to an end, and the region was falling under communist rule, the Thai Dom sect of Southeast Asians put out a call to every governor in the U.S., pleading for a place they could resettle as an entire group. The only one to answer was Governor Ray. In an interview with Iowa Public Radio a few years ago, he explained what he was thinking.
On my mind was, how do we save lives? And Iowans stepped up and they literally saved lives. And that was our mission, and we've been richly rewarded as a result.
Ray's decision to provide a home for the Thai Dom was not universally embraced. A Des Moines Register poll taken around the time showed 51% of Iowans opposed the move. Those who relocated from harsh refugee camps to a small state half a world away became eternally grateful. Sam Bakam was 11 years old when she boarded the first plane of Thai Dom to land in Des Moines. At a birthday celebration for Ray 2 years ago, she thanked him.
Forever, he will always be in the Thai Dom community's heart, that he is our savior and this is our home now, so we do have a place to call home.
Ray did not end his generosity toward Southeast Asian immigrants with the Thai Dom. Toward the end of the 1970s, he was moved by a television documentary about the so-called boat people of Vietnam. He took action again. The president of the Des Moines-based World Food Prize Foundation, Ken Quinn, was then working in the governor's office, helping with resettlement.
He wrote to President Carter and said, "Mr. President, if you will just reopen America's doors, we will take, we will double the number of refugees that we've had just to rescue these boat people."
Ray traveled to refugee camps in Thailand to witness firsthand the living conditions. At one stop, he spotted an Iowa DOT map with pins to identify where friends and family had moved. Ray's public service did not end when he left the governor's office. He stepped in as interim mayor of Des Moines in 1997. He served as interim president of his alma mater, Drake University, in 1998. On the business front, he was president of Life Investors Incorporated in Cedar Rapids, now known as Transamerica, and president of Blue Cross Blue Shield of Iowa. With the nation deeply divided over immigration, and with political rhetoric stirring the pot, it's relevant to listen back to Governor Ray's thoughtful attitude toward the subject.
We learn from each other, and we're not isolated. We're not just a little pinpoint. We're part of the world, and we should be a leader.
Robert D. Ray is survived by his wife, Billy, and three daughters, Randy, Luann, and Vicky. I'm Rob Dillard, Iowa Public Radio News.